The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today our question comes from Rashid in Cairo, Egypt. He wants to know, what's a bulletproof vest made of? To protect themselves from the swords and arrows of their enemies, soldiers throughout the ages have used armor made of different types of material, leather, bronze, or iron. But modern weapons have to be fended off with modern materials. Heavy suits of armor made of iron have been relegated to museums. Nowadays, there are more comfortable ways to keep yourself protected. For example, by wearing a bulletproof vest made of aramid fibers. Aramid is a plastic. Plastics are made up of long chain molecules called polymers. With normal plastics, these chains of molecules are twisted all over the place. Pretty chaotic, but in aramids, molecular chains are all neatly lined up in an orderly fashion. They all run in the same direction and create a very strictly defined order, just like in a crystal. Polymers like this are called stiff-chained. The special structure is the secret behind aramid. It makes the material extremely tough and stable. Aramid has another big advantage. When it's in its liquid form, you can spin it into threads. These threads have extraordinary properties. They're as light as a feather, but can be literally tougher than steel. But fabric woven from these plastic threads is just a single millimeter thick, and of course a lot easier to slip into than armor made of steel plates. In other words, it's the perfect material for making a piece of clothing that has to stop bullets, yet is more or less comfortable to wear. Even so, few would trust their lives to a single layer of the fabric. A bulletproof vest is made up of several layers that are bonded together. The more layers you have, the better the protection. If a bullet slams into a vest, it doesn't just bounce away like a rubber ball. As the shot pierces the layers of fabric, it loses more and more of its kinetic energy and finally stops. The vest therefore has to be thick enough to slow the bullet to a complete stop. Otherwise, it can keep on going and cause blunt trauma injuries, just like a club. That's why a bulletproof vest is officially called a ballistic vest, or just body armor. It doesn't make you completely invulnerable. An aramid vest can't fend off the destructive power of really high caliber munitions. Only massive plates made of steel or ceramic can make a difference then. But the plastic called aramid is good for far more than just stopping bullets. The robust material also has many much more peaceful applications. It can be found in motorcycling outfits, ice hockey helmets, surfboards, tennis rackets, and sailboats. The fireproof clothing worn by Formula One drivers and firemen is made of aramid, because the polymer is also extremely resistant to heat and doesn't melt even at temperatures topping 400 degrees Celsius. Time for me to hit the road now. Got a soccer match. We actually shoot pretty hard out there. Maybe aramid sports clothes will hit the market soon? Nah, probably not. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you again next week. Till then, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.